Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
So great, Chuck Berry bringing us back there. Amazing founder of the rock and roll era, Chuck Berry. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom is a longtime Brain Trust member, a professor of organizational behavior at Boston University, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and now a full-length feature film maker. And we've been talking about the film, Spin the Plate is the title, right, Tom?
Yeah. Yep.
Started out with that title, didn't change it, right?
Yeah, so we thought about changing it, and we explained what the title means in the movie, because a lot of times movies based on books will have different titles.
Right.
I mean, with 25,000 copies of the book, either bought or downloaded, we figured that would be kind of a natural marketing advantage.
Absolutely. That's where the one brung you. So let me ask you a question about the – folks, if you were listening to the previous segment, we were talking about the fact that this took 3.5 years to get done because they did it on a shoestring with mostly volunteer workers and help and very little money. What was the total budget that you wound up with on this thing?
So the total budget was about $20,000.
For about $5 or $6 million worth of production.
Exactly. And yeah. Like I say, the two biggest costs were food, which is about half of that. Insurance is about $5,000.
Right.
And equipment, use and rental, maybe $3,000 or $4,000, and then, you know, $2,000 for the other, you know, just miscellaneous.
For the ice, and the paper towels. So, okay, here's a quick question for you. Then I want to get into where you're going to go from here. I'm in the process of finishing up my fourth book, and one of the things I've learned about books is they come out of you when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You can't force a book. If it's going to be a good book, if it's going to be the right book, if it's going to be the one you want, you can't force it. They come out when they're ready. Is a film like that?
It is, and you know, you always have to fight that. There's always that tension between wanting to get it done and not rushing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the movie is that all the footage is done. You can't really add more footage. You basically mm-hmm. have to take what you have mm-hmm. and make it into something. With a book, you can always add.
I guess my point is what you edit this year might be different than how you would have edited it a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that
because
possible?
You see it in different ways, and you want to take different takes, and there's just a lot of movie magic things you
mm-hmm.
can do to change things. And then, I mean, obviously there's sound editing, there's color correction. The sound editing was probably the most laborious part of it. And we had an excellent editor, Andy Crosby, and sound editor, Michael Houston, just did a phenomenal, phenomenal job.
So where to from here?
Okay.
You sent it to some film festivals.
Yep, and so we're going to submit to some, you know, big national film festivals, and we're also going to submit to some local film festivals. And so what I've done is I've gotten a list from our senior production team about ones that they want us to submit it to. And most festivals, I mean, it's not...
So the business plan, though, because you do have a business plan for this, right? I mean, you would
absolutely.
Like for this to make some money.
We would.
So you deliver it to some festivals, try to win some awards, and then will you try to sell it to a production, to a big house, one of the big houses?
Possibly, depending on how many of the festivals we win, we'll catch their attention. The biggest market for the book is going to be the readers of
the
book.
Film.
Because a lot of people who see a movie really like to watch, who like a book, like to watch a movie of that book.
Right.
And that's a very kind of classical marketing
mm-hmm.
thing. So Amazon is going to distribute it for us, and then they said that they would send an email to everybody who bought or downloaded a book from them, which is many, many thousands.
Wow. How about that?
And if enough people get the book, get the movie, so, either download it or buy DVD. They'll send a
What can I buy the movie for?
Well, it's going to be $9.99 for unlimited streaming. The DVD, I think, will be $11.99.
But if you go that route, will you not foreclose the availability of A Big House Taking You Out?
No, because they think in terms of millions.
Right.
So, I mean,
I know,
would be in terms of 10, you know.
So they don't feel like they don't. So maybe they even would like to know if the film is catching on online or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. And so if they did that, then you know it would take a whole lesson.
They don't worry about cannibalism of the product like some people might. All right. Well, that's interesting. So, but could this other? I mean, could you guys get rich off this?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. The more likely thing is that we'll make a little bit of money.
A little money.
And we'll have a wonderful.
What if you don't make any money? Was it worth it?
Absolutely, because this was my 25th wedding anniversary present to my wife.
Wow.
And so
you romantic dog,
money,
you.
You know what that? Yeah, 25th is the feature film anniversary.
Oh, of course, everybody knows that.
Yeah, but so it's a labor of love, and it's just been a wonderful experience. And just seeing it on the big screen last week was just
right.
An amazing experience.
Well, we are so fortunate that you've been telling us about this now all these years. Folks, you can go back and listen to the archives of all the different times that Tom's dropped that into our visit on how they were doing and where they were in the production. Now it's done. It's in the can. The movie is called Spin the Plate. How do they find it, Tom?
So go to facebook.com/spin the plate, and that's our latest thing. Plus, you can see a whole bunch of our production photos. So,
and then get the movie to Amazon.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So check it out. Spin the Plate, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Tom, congratulations.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.